Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to a special edition of No Chill with Gilbert Arenas. We got a special guest in the building today, the legend Swaggy P. Nick Young back. You was here finals. You walked out
I'm
one episode,
here, man.
But you back here looking good. But Nick, you back. Yeah, got to first got to ask, boxing career still going? I still want to see you fight Blueface. Not gonna talk about the other fight. I want to see you fight Blueface though. I'm putting up bread for that.
I'm gonna fight him too, but you know he.
Why'd you back out at the end?
They didn't want him to fight.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, he was getting his ass whipped by his girl all weekend. They was like, you know what, man? You can't promote this shit that much.
It's already spicy, man. But we got a bunch of hot topics going around the NBA, so let's just get right to it. First, we got to start in Brooklyn. Where Brooklyn at? Really, where Steve Nash at, because he's not with the Nets no more. He got booted after a little over two seasons. So I want to ask y'all first and foremost, you know, when this thing first happened, Nash had no coaching experience, no assistant coaching experience. KD and Kyrie were cool with the move. Sean Marks and him are boys, so they brought him on. Do you think that Nash deserves all the blame for the Nets' poor start this season?
Go ahead.
Listen, I don't know why they usually put rookie coaches with these superstar teams because they're not equipped for it. You know, I originally said earlier that you have Kyrie, who's won a championship. Kevin Durant, who's won two championships. What is Steve Nash gonna tell them that they've already had success on? So your rookie training camp is gonna be like, what is this? This is what champions don't do this. So they were gonna challenge his methods anyway, just because they were champions. So that was gonna already be a bump.
So Nash worked with the Warriors, though.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I was there. Cool. Nash worked with KD a lot.
So he had been there already, so they had some type of relationship already.
That's why I feel they hired him.
Yeah, but you got Steve Kerr, who did the same thing, went from GM, no previous coaching experience, who helped lead KD to two championships, really KD, Steph. KD, Steph, and that crew did.
No,
he was there.
No.
He was the coach.
He won a championship before KD got there.
He did.
He did?
He was already established.
He did.
2015.
So they won a championship.
The injury depleted.
So he had coaching experience. He went through hurdles.
Do you really count that one, though?
Why wouldn't we count that one?
Kyrie got hurt.
Facts.
First game.
Kevin Love went out.
But he won.
We counted, though. He won the championship.
Know what I mean?
And Luke coached half that season.
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is he had the experience of, you got to remember, those kids didn't know championship. So what he was teaching them, to them, is success. Like, we're all learning together. Nash didn't learn with them. They already learned something. They already became a champion without him. So it's like, you already know how we tell if you. What you mean 3-hour practices? What you mean 3-hour practices? Nah, I'm good. That's how we do.
I know, but it's still Steve Nash, though.
But it don't matter. That's Steve Nash the player, not Steve Nash the coach.
I don't know.
Dwayne Wade said it best. When you go into another field, it's like starting all over. You have to become a star
Jason
in that
Kidd
field,
did
too.
It.
And you got fired how long?
Well,
he got fired.
He helped them, though. I think he did a good job with the Bucks.
Well, he did a good job with the Bucks.
Yeah, he did a good job with the Bucks.
But dang it, it's the Bucks. Nobody had a ring. So he's Jason Kidd to them.
I don't know.
Steve Nash ain't Steve Nash to
Kyrie.
If
you put Steve Nash in Steve Kerr's spot, I think he's still gonna ring.
Right now?
Or back then? Yeah.
Yeah, probably. But he don't have, but gotta remember, who's gonna challenge him? They were all unsuccessful. Until they all won together.
I think he got on a team where KD and Kyrie is in a situation where they're trying to find themselves mentally too, off the court more than on the court.
I think you could see the writing on the wall early on.
Yeah.
Kyrie's comments. There really isn't a coach. We're all coaches. Maybe something coach. Nice
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Coach, see, like coach. Shit like that, you know.
If you're Steve Nash, though, how do you look at comments like that, though?
Yeah.
And now I got to try and lead these men to a championship.
But that's what I'm saying. It was one of those jobs as a rookie coach you're dreading. You got mega stars on your team. You got champions. You got MVP winners. You got Finals MVP winners. What are you actually bringing to the table that they're gonna listen to?
As a
rookie coach, I don't want that. I don't want that.
Them two. I want
to go into a situation like that's agent zero right there. What's happening, y'all? This is what we're gonna do.
So you would take the next shot?
Hell no.
If they offered it to you today, you would take the next shot.
No. You're
lying.
Fired.
You're lying.
You're fired.
You're lying.
Give me the Houston. Give me Houston.
You fired the Houston?
No. I got all rookies.
They got all the same players.
All young kids that's going to listen to you.
And you're going to get fired in the same amount of time as you'll get fired.
Because you got to remember, they at the bottom.
I was on that team.
They won 12 teams.
It happened to Luke.
They were.
Luke Walton, he was on with the Lakers.
No.
Yes, he got fired in 2 years.
He got
with
fired.
With the Sacramento. Same thing,
he
fired.
He got fired because LeBron James came there.
So what happened in Sacramento? Who came in Sacramento?
But he was in Sacramento?
Yes. It gonna happen. He got fired two jobs in 2 years. Nobody knows Sacramento.
Sacramento. Nobody goes to Sacramento, man.
So we got to get y'all with a real fact. Luke Walton was the third winningest coach in Sacramento Kings franchise history.
And they fired him?
But they was trash, though. That's what I'm saying. They was like 12 and, I mean,
that's
25.
That's the organization. Fired the organization.
I mean, listen, so you can't blame the coach for the sorry-ass players y'all pick. That's just...
No, they
y'all
had
drafted.
Cousins. They drafted Cousins.
He wasn't there with Cousins.
I know, but they wasn't there.
Listen, I can tell you, they turned... He was a generational change in the guard position.
Who?
Evans.
Oh, Tyreek Evans?
Tyreek?
He was there.
When Tyreek came into the league, I remember.
I know you do. Yo,
you remember?
No,
you remember. No,
your ankles remember.
No. I was like, yo. And I was like, yeah, who's the Evans kid?
He showed you.
Who's the Evans kid? And you had this big old, just 6'8". I'm like, all right, who's the shooting guard? And it was like Green. He was all of 6'11". Yeah. And this young fella was in that posted me up. And I'm like, yo, this is what the guards is doing. And they had that 25-5 type of guy. And then moved him to the shooting guard for Oubre. Career went downhill. Because they put him in a position that he wasn't good at. Versus the position he had an advantage in. Changed his whole career because they moved into the two.
Yeah, Oubre.
They brought in Oubre, the little left hand guard. It was some Oubre.
Little squad. Then they had Kevin Martin too.
Yeah. Kevin Martin.
Yeah.
But then that's when Kevin Martin started looking good because Kyrie couldn't shoot.
All right, so let's take this back to the Nets though. We talk about KD Kyrie situation. Offseason, they both demanded trades. There are reports, you know, alleged.
I knew I was fired there.
Reports
once
that
KD
said that. It's either me or Nash or Sean Marks. Joe Tsai, Nets owner, basically responded, we got you under contract for 4 more years, buddy. So,
but they couldn't fire Nash at that moment. They knew they was going to fire him, but it would have looked so disrespectful to fire him right then. They knew they was going to fire
him. So that's what I'm saying. That's my question for you guys both. Did the Nets take too long to make this move?
Nah. Now I got it. You got to remember, they wanted out this, right?
Yeah.
And they ended up coming back,
right?
So they must have told Kevin Durant, he gone.
They did.
They must have said, listen, he going to be gone.
Yeah.
Just come on back.
But now start the season 2-5, obviously good reason to make that move. If they would have started the season 5-2 or 6-1 or whatever.
If you already promised me he gone, I don't give a fuck.
But you can't make that move then, right?
I don't care if it was 7-0. If you promised me he was gone, get him the fuck out of here.
Get it off the page.
Get the fuck out of here. Basically, I don't think winning would have saved him if there was already word like, yo, listen, We can't do it right now, but he's gonna be gone in the first month. I'm pretty sure it didn't matter what that record was.
But so I feel like they just passed didn't want to do it anyway. I mean, they passed their chances anyway, though. I think like their perfect chance to win is that window is gone.
You think so?
And unless they get another player.
I don't think
that.
So you telling me that the KD, Kyrie, Ben Simmons, quote unquote, big three trio can't get a championship?
No.
They have a chance, but it's going to be more on Ben.
Yep.
I think if Ben, this is why some coaches need to take a reality pill. If you know Ben didn't play last year, he sat at all last year, you know he's going to be timid coming into the season. During preseason, Kyrie, chill out. KD, chill out. Ben, I need you to take 30 shots today. Take 30 shots.
But would Ben do that?
You're going to take 30 shots. I'm going to call whatever play I need. I'm going to force feed you. I need to make up 82 games in these 6-7 preseason games. So I need to force feed you. Versus just letting him coming in and trying to fit in. I don't need you to fit in when you already missed a year.
Because
you got to remember, your last memory of basketball was the playoffs, and you was hesitant, right? That was your last basketball experience. I don't want that. So I would have started the season off, especially preseason, just 30 shots. I need you to take 30 shots, my guy. Post them up, do whatever, just to get his mind wrapped around shooting again.
I don't know if Ben would take 30.
I'd rather
him just be Ben, dropping dimes, bringing the ball up, being What's Ben up? And Ben.
Hey, you four.
Yeah.
Come back on defense, 105. Yeah. You gonna do something. I'm gonna get you. That's how you do it. Sometimes, like when a player ain't, you try to get a player's confidence. This is about confidence.
Yeah.
This is about having him ready to get us going. So I need to make sure, take 30. I don't give a shit if you kick him in the take. I need your brain to understand to take those shots to get you to understand. KD and Kyrie, they don't gotta worry about shit like this. Right?
They're gonna shoot.
I need you to be that third option, a real third option.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we've seen it even this season with Kyrie yelling at Ben to shoot. It seems like you mentioned, he's still got that he's still timid. He still doesn't want to go. You got players who's getting steals, and he looks like he's got an open layup. He's still passing, looking to get it off. So, you're saying take 30 shots, but like Nick, like you said, is Ben in a mental state where he wants to do that?
Not in the game. So. I don't think he wants to ruin the game of making those mistakes. That's why preseason, this is win or lose. I don't care. Just go out there and just do you. Some players need that confidence by the coach. I used to do this to him.
That's what I'm saying. I was about to say, you need to probably talk to him. But I also think he needs to not worry about making mistakes.
It's different in the game. You know, it's game different. Like, I had to come in Miami.
Oh,
we was going against Dwayne Wade. Hey, you about to bust his ass today. I'm only calling your play. Dwayne Wade, he going to bust your ass today.
So he forced me to have to go kill
him. Did you go bust Dwayne Wade's ass?
Yeah. Okay. But Ben don't got that type of game unless you put him in a post.
Listen, Karan was mad at me that day. Karan coming off wide open. Not today. I turn around. No passes to me. Shoot that shit. But that's what you need to do sometimes with your teammates so they can understand that you believe in them.
Yeah, I was about to say, he need that. When he make a mistake, he need a pat on the back still.
Yeah, still. No matter if he's an all-star, he's an all-defensive player. Like, remember, you don't have to worry about him on a defensive end. He coming to play defensively. Yeah. He just needs to be reinforced offensively. Yeah. And I think that's really the problem with them. If they can get him to really engage in the offense, then the Nets have a real.
So let's say you, Sean Marks, you the Nets. There's been talks now, Ben Simmons' name's been mentioned in some trade talks, potentially to beefing up some shooting on the squad.
You're already messing him up.
You rolling through it.
I'm
not the one who breaks it. I would keep that shit on the draft, just to be real. I'm not sending that information out for that very reason.
Hey, yeah.
But this is the world we live in, 24-hour news cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So his name's already been mentioned. If you're Ben, how are you feeling now with this Nets squad?
It all depends on how how the teammates is treating me. I don't really, we don't really care about outside noise. It's, how's Kevin Durant, how's Kyrie and all those guys, how they treat me, as an individual and as a player, as a teammate versus what the media is saying.
For sure.
That's why we don't talk to them.
Who get more scrutiny, Russ or Ben Simmons?
Russ.
By far?
We're going to get to Russ and the Lakers.
I feel like they like Russ right now.
So got to
talk. Last two games, everybody like, Russ!
Got to talk about what's next for the Nets. Jock Vaughn, interim head coach. Right after Nash got fired, there's reports that Ime Udoka's hiring was imminent as of the taping of this show. That has not happened yet. Ime was suspended for a year by the Celtics for some very questionable activities going on behind the scenes.
Getting that thing.
Celtics didn't want any compensation. They were free to let, allegedly, reportedly free to let him walk and go do this thing. If you're the Celtics, though, and you've got Ime under contract, are you going to let him go to the Nets, who's going to be your Eastern Conference rival? Yeah, you just swept them last season in the playoffs, but you swept them with the coach that they're not going to get.
From the stuff that's behind the scenes, around the scenes, in the scenes,
I don't think they care. Yeah, they want them out of there.
They must not.
I don't think they care. I don't think they're going to fight it because, this is more personal than it is, like, real.
You're the Celtics, you're just gonna let him dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if we're trying to fire the man, if we don't want the man like here anymore, I don't want to risk a lawsuit from him.
Because you couldn't fire him.
Don't want a lawsuit. So you got to remember, because this is more personal than anything, I'd rather just let him go.
Yeah.
And hey, you got a job? Cool. Good.
Yeah. For me, I feel like I could tell like the plays they run now, some players is kind of. It's not the same mix to me. Like, I feel like Jaylen Brown's getting the ball in better areas than he is now. Like, he's forcing shots now. Are they running the same offense with this?
No, they're gonna run the same offense because he was assistant coach, right? So they'll run the same offense. He'll probably, like any coach, they're gonna add the little things that they're gonna add in. But, just being familiar with a coach and his styles, his subs, his rotation, his terminology versus someone coming in, you gotta try to learn his little quirks and stuff. And
also, they're keeping him, you think?
For now.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? So it's gonna be hard at the adjustment. Like assistant coaches is really hard. It's really hard when a head coach gets fired and then assistant coach comes in because they really try to tweak. They really try to tweak offense and defense. When they get in, so they can say this is part of me.
So do y'all think this is a good look for the Nets, though? From the reports and things we heard, speculation, whatever, conjecture. There's been independent, findings
so.
And investigations,
I think
all the shit going on in Brooklyn right now.
Hey, listen.
Everything that's going on in Brooklyn, you're going to bring Ime Udoka, who some said
that's what
might
they
never
need.
Coach again, and all it took was seven games.
That's what they need.
Listen, I'm just starting to think at this point, it's like New York Knicks part two. All right, this is just the water in New York right now, all right? I can't tell if this is the old Knicks, drama shit that's going on over there, or this is like Brooklyn Nets right now is New York Knicks part two. Just a whole bunch of shit just on the wall. So you might as well go ahead and add it.
He's a good coach.
Cool, go ahead and add his drama.
Just because he made a mistake, he don't deserve a coach no more.
No. I'm just saying, with all the drama, especially in this culture, you're bringing in a guy, you don't even know all the shit that's going on.
That's all
and you don't want that to fall on your team.
But the players need
But you still got Kyrie. You need a
coach that relates to them like that. They all going through some drama. He could probably help them. Kyrie, he be tripping sometimes. Kyrie might miss 10 games off of somebody saying Black History Month ain't right or something. He might go crazy. You know, Kyrie.
So
he want to be brother polite, so bad.
Guys that want to listen to Nash. Obviously, Udoka was assistant coach with them before he went to Boston. You know, from all reports, he had a great relationship with KD and Kyrie, held them accountable. But now if you're KD and Kyrie and see Udoka coming in after all the shit that just happened to him, are you still giving him the same respect? Are you still listening the same way?
No. You are. If he already had a relationship with them and then he left and then he took that team all the way to the finals. Yeah.
And they busted your ass.
I'm sure you are going to look at him a little bit different than you look at Nash, because he's been successful.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's been successful. Nash, you haven't.
But I guess from a term like accountability standpoint, right? Now, if Udoka tells you something in the locker room, Kyrie, KD, you can't be doing this, that, or whatever. It's like, hold up.
Man, listen, all that accountability shit.
Yeah.
No. Not real?
If I'm mad, don't tell me shit. All right? If I shot the ball 30 times and I went 6 for 30, I don't want to hear you tell me that those were bad shots. I don't really give a what you're talking about at this point. All right? All right, there's no accountability. I don't want to be accountable for the shit that I do.
If you Kyrie, I don't think no coach will tell you those were bad shots.
No, don't tell me nothing. Play.
Like, you done took a thousand bad shots, and I got blamed for it.
Yeah, don't tell me. It's his fault. Yeah, he was in the wrong area. Like, I don't want to be accountable for my
So, coach is really going to coach the other players and give Kyrie and KD,
a leeway. You got to remember, as an assistant coach, it's easier to make
friends, because it's not
of course.
Because you're basically, you can
play all sides.
You're playing to the ego. So it's, you know, when you're the head coach, it's a little bit different. But he's going to probably have a little bit more respect than
now. Now, if I was the head coach, we'd be winning, because I'd be letting you shoot that thing.
Oh, I'm going to shoot that thing no matter what. Right, or you fired.
But they do that, though. They need, what do they need? Do they need defense? I think they need a young player. They need older.
They older. I don't know.
KD getting older. Kyrie getting older. I think they need youth over there.
So can this Nets squad, can they right the ship, get it back together, and still be a championship-level contender, or is it a wrap?
I think knowing those two stars, if you left them alone, they would be better.
So just let them coach?
No. Left them alone. Like, if they can get permission by the NBA to say, you don't have to talk to the media this year, them boys would be on, they'd be like Terminators out there, because they don't have to deal with the bullshit. You got to remember, being in New York and LA, the media brings the bullshit to the game. They're bringing the bullshit to the game. They're throwing the bullshit into the game. It's not basketball for those guys. Kyrie is not playing basketball. They're not talking about his basketball performance.
Kyrie kind of liked the bullshit.
Nah, nobody liked that bullshit.
It seems like Kyrie likes the bullshit.
KD, I understand.
KD, he just want to play video games, take naps. He's been waiting from the nap. Damn,
but KD's been a little more out there too lately, though. He always puts his two cents on stuff.
Yeah. Just leave me alone. Let me play. Judge me for my ball.
Yeah.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah, let's talk about KD. So, if you KD, how frustrated are you that your prime is being wasted with this Nets squad?
It's what he wanted. I think he was more frustrated with Kyrie than anything. That's why he wanted to leave, because it's always something. I don't think, as talented and good as Kyrie is, he's not trustworthy enough for me. I think he's, later in this year, you see what, you know, LeBron had to deal with. You know, you see a guy that's got so many skill base that got a bag full of everything. But you don't know if he's going to be in the game. He don't want to come play today. Is he going to miss 3 weeks? You don't know how he feel one day. You don't want to go in the locker room with somebody. You trying to, you know, you don't know. Is he going to be happy with moving in? He got mood swings. So it's tough for me, I feel like. And I don't think KD knew that going in. I think he's seen just the all-star Kyrie and they friends. And you know, they probably do this and hang out together. I didn't think he seen the full package of it.
How much of y'all think that they hung out, though, off the court? Or that's just like, I just want to play with this dude?
No, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just, you know, I think his vision going there, you have, you know, me, Kyrie, we have this person, then you get James Harden over there. I mean, you're really envisioning a championship.
Yeah.
Not getting one at this point. At this point, I know it's probably with him is disappointing. When you look around, you still see hope. Like, I mean, when you look at the league, you're like, well, at the end of the day, we still have us. There's no two people out there that's more dominant together than us, than me and you right now, right? No other two can say they're more dominant than Kyrie and Katie. Yeah. One is averaging 27, one's averaging 32. They're averaging 60 between the two of them. Yeah. Who's putting up better numbers than them two?
I would argue Greek Freak and Middleton and me. When Middleton come back.
He ain't!
They lost the Greek Freak just now by himself.
He ain't there. I'm talking about playing right now.
I swear I'm arguing.
Middleton ain't there.
Well, I was
saying. So you can't add Middleton.
I was saying.
Say Greek the Freak and somebody else. Who Greek the Freak and who?
Steph and goddamn Wiggins.
Why do we bring this man talking this shit?
That's between y'all.
They won a championship.
We're talking about today, this season, right now.
They're winning.
How much is Wiggins averaging? How much is Steph averaging? I just told you the other two is averaging 60 together.
And who else is asking, but they giving up 60?
I didn't say defensively.
KD is last in defense. Ain't he like?
No one man is
Wiggins
better.
Averaging 18 in a game right now. But you got Steph, so.
Steph is averaging what?
Steph's averaging 30 piece.
Okay. Kevin Durant's averaging 32.
But
32.
Wiggins is doing it on both ends.
Kyrie's averaging 27.
Wiggins is combined doing it on both ends.
60.
Wiggins
so who are the two, like right now, them two are the most dominant two. So
Wiggins
if
is
I'm,
doing
Kyle,
it on
if
both
I'm
ends.
Kevin Durant, I'm like, you know what? I think we have hope still. I still have
let
hope.
Let him score. That's all I said, let him score, that's it. Let them score. What else they gonna do?
Sounds about right to me.
But I guess the question for KD. KD says, I want to trade. Josiah says, no. Bring your ass right on back to Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. He pretty much lost all leverage in the situation.
Yeah, but didn't he want to go to...
He's under for four more years.
He wanted to go to Philly, didn't he?
No.
Philly or Phoenix?
Reports of, I think, the Heat, the Suns were players
all
in the game.
All of them was horrible.
Raptors potentially.
Everything was horrible.
Embiid and James.
Everything was horrible.
I'm talking about, what's their stats?
No.
Embiid and James.
Terrible.
Oh, Boston. You know, JT and Brown.
Embiid averaging 27.
See? So that means?
Harden's averaging 22.
JT and Jaylen Brown.
Boy, stop throwing out last year names, bro.
They killing them.
Last year.
You averaging 68 and you got the same list.
Tatum's averaging 31 as of this taping. Jaylen Brown. I like having this computer here so I can just pull
22.
Up.
But they're winning. Your people
25.
Got two wins.
I said if I'm KD, I'm like, we're the best two duo right now.
No, you're not.
So I have hope.
No, you're not.
So
you just two
enough.
People out there scoring. Somebody got to score.
Me and him.
Somebody got to score.
Me and him averaging 60 combined.
Somebody
you
got to score.
You look 45, so I don't keep fucking about you look 45.
Somebody got to score
you
the ball.
You averaging 60, I'm going to give you some great screens.
Bro, me and my man right here, we averaging 60. Now, if we get the everybody else going, we good.
Everybody else is going.
If I'm Kevin Durant, I have hope still.
No way.
But how much
hope? I don't got hope.
I have some good hope.
Like Obama level
hope? He ain't got hope. That's why he wanted to get traded.
I got some hope. No, that was before the season.
It's the same team.
Nah.
So you think
we got a new coach now.
You think he doesn't want to get? You think
we got a new coach.
You think Udoka coming?
We got Jacques Vaughn.
KD going out of here. Team with the Warriors win. Hurt KD.
We got Jacques Vaughn.
You think Udoka coming in will help get KD back on track?
Facts. I believe in
them. Nothing's going to help them.
I believe in them.